Chapter 20. Then David fled from the dwellings at Ramah, and came and said before Jonathan, "What have I done? What is my iniquity? What is my sin before your father, that he seeks my life?" He said to him, "Far from it, you shall not die. Look, my father does nothing either great or small, but that he discloses it to me, and why should my father hide this thing from me? It is not so." David swore moreover, and said, "Your father knows well that I have found favor in your eyes, and he says, 'Do not let Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved,' but truly as the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, there is but a step between me and death." Then Jonathan said to David, "Whatever your soul desires, I will even do it for you." David said to Jonathan, "Look, tomorrow is the new moon, and I should not fail to dine with the king, but let me go, that I may hide myself in the field to the third day at evening. If your father misses me at all, then say, 'David earnestly asked leave of me that he might run to Bethlehem his city, for it is the yearly sacrifice there for all the family.' If he says, 'It is well, your servant shall have peace,' but if he be angry, then know that evil is determined by him. Therefore deal kindly with your servant, for you have brought your servant into a covenant of the Lord with you. But if there is iniquity in me, kill me yourself, for why should you bring me to your father?" Jonathan said, "Far be it from you, for if I should at all know that evil were determined by my father to come on you, then wouldn't I tell you that?" Then David said to Jonathan, "Who shall tell me if your father answers you harshly?" Jonathan said to David, "Come, and let us go out into the field." They both went out into the field. Jonathan said to David, "The Lord, the God of Israel, is witness. When I have studied my father, about this time tomorrow, or the third day, look, if there is good toward David, shall I not then send to you, and disclose it to you? God do so to Jonathan, and more also, should it please my father to do you evil, if I do not disclose it to you, and send you away, that you may go in peace. And may the Lord be with you, as he has been with my father while I'm still alive. Show me the loving kindness of the Lord, that I not die. And also you shall not cut off your kindness from my house forever. If not, when the Lord has cut off the enemies of David, each one from the surface of the earth, that the name of Jonathan is cut off from the house of David, then may the Lord require it at the hand of David's enemies." Jonathan caused David to swear again, for the love that he had to him, for he loved him as he loved his own soul. Then Jonathan said to him, "Tomorrow is the new moon, and you will be missed, because your seat will be empty. When you have stayed 3 days, you shall go down quickly, and come to the place where you hid yourself when this started, and shall remain by the stone Azel. I will shoot 3 arrows on its side, as though I shot at a mark. Look, I will send the boy, saying, 'Go, find the arrows.' If I tell the boy, 'Look, the arrows are on this side of you, take them,' then come, for there is peace to you and no hurt, as the Lord lives. But if I say this to the boy, 'Look, the arrows are beyond you,' then go your way, for the Lord has sent you away. Concerning the matter which you and I have spoken of, look, the Lord is a witness between you and me forever." So David hid himself in the field. And when the new moon had come, the king sat at the table to eat. The king sat on his seat, as at other times, even on the seat by the wall, and Jonathan sat opposite, and Abner sat by Saul's side, but David's place was empty. Nevertheless, Saul did not say anything that day, for he thought, "Something has happened to him. He is not clean. Surely he is not clean." It happened on the next day after the new moon, the second day, that David's place was empty. Saul said to Jonathan his son, "Why hasn't the son of Jesse come to the table, either yesterday or today?" Jonathan answered Saul, and said, "David earnestly asked leave of me to go to Bethlehem. He said, 'Please let me go, for our family has a sacrifice in the city. My brother has commanded me to be there. Now, if I have found favor in your eyes, please let me go away and see my brothers.' Therefore he has not come to the king's table." Then Saul's anger was kindled against Jonathan, and he said to him, You son of a perverse, rebellious woman, do I not know that you have chosen the son of Jesse to your own shame, and to the shame of your mother's nakedness? For as long as the son of Jesse lives on the earth, your kingdom will not be established. Therefore now send and bring him to me, for he shall surely die." Jonathan answered Saul his father, and said, "Why should he be put to death? What has he done?" And Saul threw his spear at him to strike him. Then Jonathan realized that this evil from his father to kill David was determined. So Jonathan sprang up from the table in fierce anger, and ate no food the second day of the month, for he was grieved for David, because his father had dishonored him. It happened in the morning that Jonathan went out into the field at the time appointed with David, and a little boy with him. He said to the boy, "Run, find now the arrows which I shoot." And as the boy ran, he shot an arrow beyond him, toward the city. When the boy had come to the place of the arrow which Jonathan had shot, Jonathan cried after the boy, and said, "Isn't the arrow beyond you?" Jonathan cried after the boy, "Go fast. Hurry. Do not delay." Jonathan's boy gathered up the arrows, and came to his master. But the boy did not know anything. Only Jonathan and David knew the matter. Jonathan gave his weapons to his boy, and said to him, "Go, carry them to the city." As soon as the boy was gone, David arose from beside the mound, and fell on his face to the ground, and bowed himself three times. They kissed one another, and wept one with another, and David wept the most. Jonathan said to David, "Go in peace, because we have both sworn in the name of the Lord, saying, 'The Lord shall be between me and you, and between my descendants and your descendants, forever.'" He arose and departed, and Jonathan went into the city.